Good evening, Eastern Sierra. Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. Today, we're covering everything from local stewardship projects and community events to sports updates and fire safety reminders. Basically, all the things you need to know to stay in the loop. And maybe even one step ahead of your neighbor. Today's report is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital, keeping our four-legged, feathered, and occasionally finned friends happy and healthy. And before we dive in, did you know it's National Apple Dumpling Day? Consider this your official permission slip to start leaning into fall. Grabbing a dumpling or whatever your favorite fall treat is, a sweater, and let's get to the news. Investigations are underway in Mammoth following a number of suspicious fires over the past several weeks, both inside the Inyo National Forest and within the town of Mammoth Lakes. A multi-agency task force has been assembled. It includes investigators from the USDA Forest Service, the Law Enforcement and Investigations, and the Mammoth Lakes Police Department. Although recent rainfall has improved conditions somewhat, the region remains abnormally dry. As a precaution, unauthorized fires are prohibited. The Inyo National Forest is currently under Stage 1 fire restrictions, which ban wood and charcoal fires outside Forest Service provided rings and stoves in developed recreation sites. Among other restrictions, officials are asking the public to remain vigilant. If you see anything suspicious or potentially dangerous, be sure to report it. As summer winds down, Friends of the Inyo have several events scheduled for late September that give folks a chance to get involved. On the calendar, the Great Sierra River Cleanup in Bishop on September 20th. Volunteers will help clean up the artesian wells, popular local swimming holes, that tend to accumulate litter, especially as the season moves on. Coffee, donuts, and prizes, including for best trashy find, and most trash collected will be provided on September 27th in Mammoth National Public Lands Day. Will be observed with a collaboration with the White Bark Institute on the Mammoth Scenic Loop. Activities include scooping out or reducing oversized fire rings and removing poorly placed fire rings to lower wildfire risk. Breakfast and coffee will be offered. Additionally, the Pacific Crest Trail Association needs volunteers for a logging run near Chimney Creek Campground on September 20th through the 21st. The work will include trail clearing, down trees, and brush. Volunteers should have hiking experience. Trail work saw experience is not required. If none of these fit your schedule, there are more ways to plug in: guided hikes, other volunteer events, and advocacy for public lands through Friends of the Inyo. Got a furry, feathered, or hoofed friend in need of care? Bishop Veterinary Hospital is here for you. 24/7 compassionate, top-tier service, and folks who really care. Their mission? To serve the Owens Valley community with the highest standards of veterinary care. They offer a full spectrum of medical, surgical, and diagnostic services any time of day, any time of the week, from preventative care for dogs and cats to advanced therapies for equine athletes. But it's not just the tools, it's the team. Knowledgeable, compassionate, and kind. You'll never feel rushed in emergencies. They've got you covered, even nights, Sundays, and holidays. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, excellence in care. Every pet, every time. They're ready when your animals need a little extra help. For news, the popular Choo Choo Swap Meet is returning on October 4th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. The event is hosted by Laws Railroad Museum Historical Site and the Bishop Sunrise Rotary Club and provides an opportunity for vendors and visitors to gather, swap items, and support local community efforts. Check out the unique finds at the Laws Museum sales booth. Shop local, discover hidden gems, and support the community we all love so much. And while we're talking about Laws, keep an eye out for more events there this fall. Stay tuned. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Let's keep things moving with this week's events. Up first, stop by Smoke Tree Apothecary for a breathwork class starting at 6 p.m. this evening. At the Warming Hut, Eastern Sierra Pride is holding their monthly family meetup for members of the LGBTQ+ community in the Eastern Sierra starting at 6 p.m. And at Distant Brewing tonight, Eastern Sierra Pool is hosting their weekly pool tournament starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, 8 a.m., marks the start of Mammoth Trail Fest, a multi-day experience all about trail races. There's something for everyone at this event, from kids races to 50K and live entertainment, so be sure to check it out. Also, tomorrow, check out the one-day HEARTS, that's H-E-A-R-T-S, conference at the Bishop Methodist Church with guest speaker Heather Carr. The event starts at 10 a.m. and costs $15. And back in Mammoth, stop by Outbound Mammoth for their weekly Tranquil Thursday event with Mammoth Sauna Co. starting at 4 p.m. Lastly, join Sierra Forever for their Panem Crater Geology Walk on Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. Don't miss all the latest events in the area by checking out EasternSierraNow.com or just downloading the mobile app. It's new. Go check it out. You're going to want that. All right, Eastern Sierra, this is your sports report brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the wings are hot and the competition's hotter. Bishop Bronco Volleyball had a split performance against Fraser Mountain. The JV squad dropped their match in two sets but showed grit. Standouts include Zlaney Mitchell, I'm sorry if I got that wrong, with powerful hits, and libero Yuretzi Alvarado anchoring the defense. Varsity bounced back, taking their match in three sets. Cambry Lanfear delivered strong kills in the middle, while libero Sophie Deshawn held the back line with solid defensive plays. Up next, the team travels to Mammoth for their next challenge. And before we go, the Bishop Bronco ice hockey team is calling for community support as they gear up for the season in the LA Kings League. Their operating costs add up. Travel, tournaments, jerseys, gear, plus keeping up schoolwork. Players are required to maintain a minimum 2.0 GPA. To help, a fundraiser will be held Saturday, September 20th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Back Alley. There will be silent auction, 50-50 raffle, and prizes. Back Alley Bowl and Grill is generously donating the venue and a portion of that night's sales to the team. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, whether you're cheering in the gym, supporting on the ice, or grabbing wings at the back alley, it's community that makes the games worth playing.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a four-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, let's talk weather, because in the Eastern Sierra, it's practically two different planets, depending on which side of the grade you're on. In Bishop, sunny skies today, highs in the low 90s, perfect weather for shorts, flip-flops, and pretending summer isn't almost over. Tomorrow, things will cool down into the high 70s, and not a cloud in sight, basically paradise. And Friday, still sunny, still warm, low 80s. Up in Mammoth Lakes, highs in the mid-70s with a light breeze. That's Oakland cold for. Pack a jacket, even if you're just running to the store. Tomorrow, things will cool down a bit more, highs around 63. Don't worry, though, the sun's still out, so you can call it crisp instead of cold, I believe is how that goes. And Friday, highs in the low 60s with a few clouds rolling through. Locals will call this sweater weather, but don't be fooled. You'll want a down jacket by evening, possibly two and a parka. So to sum it up, Bishop's finally cooling down a little. Mammoth's already shopping for pumpkin spice. Wherever you are, plan accordingly. And that wraps up today's report, from volunteer cleanup to sports fundraisers and everything in between. The Eastern Sierra keeps proving it's not just a place, it's a community. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a story. Big thanks again to Bishop Veterinary Hospital, today's sponsor, for supporting local news and local pets. And hey, if you needed a sign to treat yourself, remember, it's National Apple Dumpling Day. Go ahead, lean into the fall spirit. You've earned it.